Thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. You've probably heard the news by now that beloved LDS Apostle Elder Richard G. Scott passed away in his home, surrounded by his family in peace, on September 22nd this year due to failing health in his old age. It's truly a loss for members of the church all over the world, as he was a very intelligent and wise speaker that many looked up to, a very sincere speaker as well. However, for the last 20 years of his life, since his beloved wife Janine died, he has mentioned her often, and it was surely a very happy reunion when they got to see each other again. We would love to hear your memories of Elder Scott. Of course, you can share them with us on any of the Mormon Channel social media outlets. To celebrate Elder Scott's wonderful, spiritual, and inspiring life, we've gathered 10 of his most well-beloved quotes from talks he's given over the years. So listen in.
Marriage enables you to really find out who you are. It provides an ideal setting for overcoming any tendency to be selfish or self-centered. Technology, when understood and used for righteous purposes, need not be a threat, but rather an enhancement to spiritual communication. A woman is a nurturer by just the way she's created. And I think some women begin to wonder about how effective what they do is. And they shouldn't. They should realize how extremely important they are in all of the plans of Father in heaven. Despite pockets of evil, the world overall is majestically beautiful, filled with many good and sincere people. God has provided a way to live in this world and not be contaminated by the degrading pressure spread throughout it.
The highway of life is different. Each one of us encounters unique challenges meant for growth. Also, our own bad choices can put more barriers in the path. Yet, we have the capacity to smooth out the way, to fill in the depressions, and to beautify the course. The process is called repentance. The destination is forgiveness.
Any temple work you do in the temple is time well spent. But receiving ordinances vicariously for one of your own ancestors will make the time in the temple more sacred, and even greater blessings will be received.
When you have the required age and maturity, obtain all of the ordinances of the temple you can receive. If for the present, that does not include sealing the temple to a righteous companion, live for it, pray for it. Exercise faith that you will obtain it. Never do anything that will make you unworthy of it.
The Holy Ghost communicates important information that we need to guide us in our mortal journey. When it is crisp and clear and essential, it warrants the title of revelation. When it is a series of promptings, we often have to guide us step by step to a worthy objective. For the purpose of this message, it is inspiration. I have no power to describe the peace and serenity that came from the assurance that as I continue to live worthily, I'll be able to be with my beloved Janine and our children forever. Because of that sacred ordinance performed with the proper authority in the house of the Lord, I solemnly witness that I know that the Savior lives.
Elder Scott was truly a disciple of the Savior. For more content related to Elder Scott's talks, you can, of course, visit MormonChannel.org or visit our YouTube channel to continue learning from this great, great servant of the Lord. Well, the quote of the day is from Doctrine and Covenants 42:46. And it shall come to pass that those that die in me shall not taste of death, for it shall be sweet unto them. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.